This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a unanimous Supreme Court decision in South Africa, Prime Minister Zuma was ordered to repay $16 million in expenditures on his farm 300 miles from Johannesburg because they were personal and not related to security. The FCC approved a $9.25 monthly broadband subsidy to help millions of low-income households connect to the Internet. Only about 40% of families making less than $25,000 a year can afford broadband, while 95% making over $150,000 have high-speed internet at home. Of all renters, those aged 75 and older have the greatest incidence of severe cost burdens, meaning more than half of their income goes to rent, according to researchers at Harvard. The typical renter, ages 65 to 69, has household income of $24,700 annually, about 40% less than the median renter household income for those 45 to 49. Renters are now accounting for 37% of all households, the highest level since the mid-1960s. Service employees unions spent more than $16 million on organizing, including an airport workers campaign and the Fight for 15. The union spent $152 million on representational activities and $28 million on political activities and lobbying at the state and federal levels. Partisan conflict over courts has erupted in many of the 38 states where justices are either directly elected or, as in Kansas, face periodic retention elections without an opposing candidate. In a McLaughlin poll taken in late March, about two-thirds of general election voters said they now had an unfavorable view of Mr. Trump, including 7 in 10 women. An ABC News Washington Post survey in early March had similar findings. 84 Americans have now been charged in recent years with trying to assist ISIS. The Obama administration is considering whether North Carolina's new law restricting gay and transgender rights makes the state ineligible for billions of dollars in federal aid for schools, highways, and housing, officials announced. Police in Kolkata, India, filed a criminal complaint and arrested 8 executives of the company that was building an elevated highway that collapsed, killing 23. A 500,000 to 1 million food stamp recipients are likely to lose stamps as states restore pre-recession requirements. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkins. Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.